Mia screamed again, and Susanna let out a cry of her own. Part of this was not wanting Sayre and his mates to know the link between her and Mia had been broken. Part was genuine sorrow. She had lost a woman who had become, in a way, her true sister.
Susanna! Suze, are you there?
She started up on her elbows at this new voice, for a moment almost forgetting the woman beside her. That had been...
Jake? Is it you, honey? It is, isn't it? Can you hear me?
Yes, he cried. Finally! God, who have you been talking to? Keep yelling so I can home in on you.
The voice broke off, but not before she heard a ghostly rattle of distant gunfire.
Jake shooting at someone?
She thought not. She thought someone was shooting at him. 2.
Now, Scowther shouted. Now, Mia, push for your life. Give it all you have. Push!
Susanna tried to roll closer to the other woman.
Oh, I'm concerned and wanting comfort. See how concerned I am? Concern and wanting comfort is all it is.
But the one called Straw pulled her back. The segmented steel cable swung and stretched out between them.
Keep your distance, bitch, Straw said,
and for the first time Susanna faced the possibility that they weren't going to let her get hold of Scowther's gun, or any gun. Mia screamed again, crying out to a strange god in a strange language. When she tried to raise her midsection from the table, the nurse, Aaliyah, Susanna thought the nurse's name was Aaliyah, forced her down again, and Scowther gave a short, curt cry of what sounded like satisfaction. He tossed aside the forceps he'd been holding.
"Why do you do that?" Sayre demanded.
The sheets beneath Mia's spread legs were now damp with blood, and the boss sounded flustered.
"Won't need them," Scowther returned breezily. She was built for babies. Could have a dozen in a rice patch and never miss a rose worth of picking. Here it comes! Neat as you please!